video one day, or they'll have a talent show.
A lip dub video.
Doblaje,
¿no? Doblaje,
sí. Qué divertido. Yo lo quiero hacer. ¿Lo puedo hacer yo?
Pues ahora aquí en la oficina.
Ajá, great.
Okay,
bueno, apúntate al campamento, ¿no?
No puedo.
Es, no es para ti.
No es para
¿por qué?
Mí.
Why? What age group are we talking about?
We're talking about kids age 6 to 14.
Ay, justo me lo pierdo, justo.
Sí, como tienes tú 15, pues...
Eso, es justo. Okay,
so it's from 6
to 14.
To 14.
Yeah.
Okay, now these are urban camps, so
yes.
You don't spend the night... away from home. You sleep at home, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
But the good thing about it is that it's all over Madrid. There are different centers all over Madrid. We have in Mirasierra, Aluche, Las Rosas, Las Tablas, Arganda, and Ciudad Universitaria.
Wow.
So really, I mean, all over Madrid.
These are the most exciting, the most creative, and the most fun summer camps you can possibly imagine.
Definitely, definitely.
El próximo 31 de mayo, a las 9 y media de la mañana, estaremos in company en Roche, en la sección IT de Roche en Madrid. Una comunidad curiosa, inteligente y además divertida. Roche, buscando soluciones innovadoras.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 0. Welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. To the salad. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the salad once again. Now then, how is everyone today? Well, we have a couple of bits of news for you. Yes, that's right. It's the book fair, the Madrid book fair, Feria del Libro. We have caseta 165. So Vaughan will be there for the whole duration of the book fair with the authors, radio presenters, staff down there. And I know Kyle was there this weekend. He was just telling me. I'm going to be there on Friday, this Friday, the 1st of June. I'll be there. That's right. With some, well, I'll be there like meeting and greeting everybody. My book will be there, like Canciones con Animales in English. So if anyone likes, I can come and have a chat. I'll take my guitar down. I'll sing some songs. That's right, from the book. For example, like this song now. Let's try this one. For phrasal verbs, the handy hippo.
He turns it off, he turns it on, he puts it up, he plugs it in, he turns it off. put it on. Hey, 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 it's the Handy Hippo. Hey, hey, he likes to help us out. Hey, 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 it's the Handy Hippo. He looks at it, he fixes it, it's what he knows about. He lifts it up, he puts it in. He cleans it up, he takes it down. He changes it, he cleans it up, he puts it in. Hey, 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 it's the Handy Hippo. Hey, hey, likes to help us out. Hey, 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 it's the Handy Hippo. He looks at it, he fixes it, it's what he knows about. He looks at it, he fixes it, it's what he knows about.
Now then, that was the Handy Hippo from Canciones con Animales in Inglés, which is a book for parents and kids to learn English together. Very important. So how many phrasal verbs did you recognize in the song? Well, I'll be at the book fair on this Friday. It's a good day from 6 to 8. It's Caseta 165, 165. Okay, and we'll be there for the whole duration of the book fair with lots of people from the radio and from Vaughan Systems. Now then, we also have a 10% discount on Vaughan summer camps. So kids' summer camps, if you're looking for something to do with your kids this summer, well, there's a 10% discount and excellent Vaughan camps. So just go to our webpage, grupovaughan.com, and you can find out more about that. Now, what's on the program today? Well, first of all, we have our customary conundrum, which is tie blank your shoelaces or you'll fall over. That's right, salad listeners. Tie blank your shoelaces or you'll fall over. Now what do you do with your shoelaces? Well, stay tuned to find out, salad listeners. At the end of the program, we shall tell you the answer. Now we have salad news bits for you today. Yes, indeed. And we also have boost your level on the program. Yes, we have some adjectives to describe, well, various levels of intelligence, from very intelligent to not so intelligent today. So boost your level. That's right. But right now it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits. That's right. Now, here's our headline today. The Mali Spider-Man to be made a French citizen. Now, you may have heard this piece of news. Very interesting indeed. So, the Mali Spider-Man is to be made a French citizen. Who knows about the Spider-Man from Mali or the Mali Spider-Man? Well, this all took place in Paris. We're going over live to Paris to find a little bit more about this. Who do we have? Simon Hallow, our European correspondent. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. I can hear you. I'm here in Paris. I can tell you that a Malian migrants hailed as a hero after mounting a daring rescue to save a small boy. Dangling from a balcony in Paris is to be made a French citizen.
I see. So you may have heard this headline, salad listeners. So a Malian immigrant who's been hailed or called a hero after saving a boy who was literally dangling or hanging from a balcony in Paris is to be made a French citizen. That's right.
Yes, so Mamadou Gassama won widespread praise after climbing the outside of a building to save the 4-year-old boy. And video showed him being cheered on by spectators as he pulled himself from balcony to the 4th floor.
Ah, yes, I've seen the video footage. So he literally climbs up to the 4th floor outside the building to save a boy from a 4th floor balcony. Balcony, we say.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So after meeting him at the Elysee Palace, President Emmanuel Macron said he would be made a naturalized citizen.
Ah, so due to his service and his brave feat, we can say, or achievement, or I suppose you say buena acción, his good deed, we could even say. So Emmanuel Macron has agreed to make him a naturalized citizen.
Yes, that's right. So the president, the president, I was going to say prime minister, but that's mainly, that's right. But in this case, the president personally thanked Mr. Gassama and gave him a medal for courage and said he would also be offered a role in the fire service.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. So he was given a medal, una medalla, for courage, coraje. And he said he will be offered a role in the fire service. I mean, if you see how well he climbed that building, they're thinking, just the kind of guy for the fire service. So they've signed him up, l'anfichao.
Yes, that's right. So Mr. Gassama is said to have arrived in France last year, taking the long and dangerous journey to Europe via boat over the Mediterranean to Italy. And the drama that thrust him to fame unfolded on Saturday evening on a street in the north of the city. Mr. Gassama said he'd been walking past when he saw a crowd gathered in front of the building. And he told Mr. Macron, "I just didn't have time to think. I ran across the road to go and save him. I just climbed up, and thank God, God helped me. The more I climbed, the more I had the courage to climb up higher and higher, and that's it." He said the boy was crying when he hauled him to safety and had also suffered an injured foot. Now, firemen arrived to find the child had already been rescued.
Well, I mean, often this happens. You find yourself in a situation like that. You don't have time to think. You just have to act. So he just acted on instinct and climbed all the way up. So when the firemen or the firefighters arrived, there was nothing to do because he'd already rescued the boy.
Yes, that's right. So a spokesman said, "Luckily, there was someone who was physically fit and who had the courage to go up and get the child." So it's a very happy ending. So Mamoudou Gassama, the Mali Spider-Man, is to be made a French citizen. So here from Paris, back to the studio, Dave.
Well, thank you very much indeed. So yes, the Mali Spider-Man, who was given a medal of courage and is also going to be offered a job in the fire service. Very good. A brave deed, or a good deed, in a buena acción. And a very brave one, too. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, yes, welcome to Boost Your Level. Now, what do we have to boost your level today? So the boost is to increase, aumentar, to boost. Well, we have some adjectives today to describe a lot or very little intelligence. Okay, so adjectives to describe a lot or little intelligence today on Boost Your Level. Now we have Alan Parsons, our resident grammar expert, an expert on all things English related. He's also an expert on expressions and adjectives. So what adjectives do you have for us today, Alan?
Yes, that's right, Dave. Well, as you said, adjectives to describe a lot or very little intelligence. And the first one we have is brainless.
Brainless. Well, it makes sense. Brain is mente, cerebro. And brainless. Well, I think you can work that one out, salad listeners. Descerebrado. Okay. Descerebrado. Brainless. So, let's have an example using brainless. You have to translate this into perfect English, salad listeners. This is the interactive part of the program. Interact with us here.
Right, okay, here's the example. ¿Quién es el tonto descerebrado que me envió este email?
Well, we could say, who is the brainless fool who sent me this email? Okay. So, who is the brainless fool who sent me this email? You know, I wouldn't say that out loud in voz alta. You know, you may think it. But okay, so that's right. Okay, so brainless, descerebrado. So we're starting with little and going on to a lot of intelligence. We have a scale here, a sliding scale. What's our next adjective?
Right, okay, the next one is bird-brained.
Bird-brained. So maybe in Spanish, what would you say? Con el cerebro de un pájaro. Would you say that? De mosquito, maybe you would say. Con el cerebro de un mosquito. Bird-brained, we say. Because, you know, birds generally have quite small brains. So, bird-brained. So, let's have an example, please. Translate this into perfect English using bird-brained.
Right, okay. Here's our example. El presentador de este concurso tiene el cerebro de un mosquito.
Ah, I see. Even smaller than a bird in this case. So, well, we would say, este concurso. Well, normally if it's on TV, it's a game show, we say. So a game show host is what we normally say in English. So we could say, this game show host. I mean, you can say presenter, but that style of program we call a game show. We tend to say the game show host, the person who presents it. Not prevents it in this case. Presents it. Okay. So, this game show host is so bird-brained. This game show host is so bird-brained. Okay, so brainless and bird-brained. So, we're starting with little intelligence and moving up. It's from the ground up here. Okay. Or from below the ground up. Let's have another example, please, Alan.
Right, okay, let me see. Well, yes, the next one is thick. So I suppose thick you would say espesso, thick.
Espesso, thick. Right. So normally for me, you can say espesso. I'm a bit, you know, you can say estoy un poco espesso hoy. But in English, thick is like a permanent condition, you know? It's not just one day, you know, I'm a little bit thick today, like you might say in Spanish. It's permanent, okay, if you're thick. So, let's have an example.
Right, okay, let me see. Mi tía Betty es como un plato de lentejas. Rica, pero espesa.
So my Aunt Betty is like a bowl of lentils. We could say rich, but very thick. Rich, but very thick. So really, you know, if you're thick, it's, I suppose you would say espeso, but it's a permanent condition in English, you know? Okay. So my Aunt Betty's like a bowl of lentils. Rich, but very thick. Boost your level.
Right, okay, so next we have slow, obviously lento. So, soy muy lento para las matemáticas.
Well, I'm very slow. Wouldn't say for, don't we sort to be good at? Se me da muy bien las matemáticas, I'm very good at maths. So, soy muy lento para las matemáticas, I'm very slow at maths. That's my case. I'm very slow at maths. That's right. I'm a bit thick, I am, you know. So I'm very slow at maths. That's right. To be slow at something. Or to be fast at something. To be good at something. Okay? To be bad at something. So slow, lindo. Next, please.
Right, okay. Next we have dim. Well, you know, so if a light is dim, you know, it's not too bright. So really dim is no tener muchas luces. So, let me see. No tiene muchas luces.
No tiene. Well, that's él. No tiene muchas luces. So he's a bit dim. Because literally, I mean, a dimmer switch, you know, you can turn the light up or down, you know? So dim. No tiene muchas luces. So the opposite of bright in this case, which you can also use for intelligence, which we'll see. So dim. No tiene muchas luces. So he's a bit dim. That's right. No tiene muchas luces. It's a good one. Okay, we're boosting our level here. Looking at ways to describe a lot or very little intelligence. Let's have a look at another example.
Right, okay, next. Smart.
So smart is used a lot. A smartphone, a smart car. So smart really means listo, smart.
And example here. Ella era con mucha diferencia la más lista de las tres hermanas.
Ah. Well, con mucha diferencia, we would say by far, de lejos. Okay? So she was by far the smartest of the three sisters. She was by far the smartest of the three sisters. Okay, so let's have a look. More, please.
Right, and the one you mentioned before, Dave, bright. So again, really, bright is a bit like smart, which should be listo. Ojalá fuera tan listo como tú.
So, ojalá, I wish. And this is like the second conditional, you know? So, si fuera, if I were, ojalá fuera, if I were, so I wish I were. I wish I were as bright as you, or if you like, as you are. I wish I were as bright as you are. Of course, if you just say as you, I will accept that too. So to be bright, so smart and bright, really listo. I wish I were as bright as you, or as you are. Okay, let's keep going here.
Right, okay, the next one we have is sharp.
So sharp, salad listeners. Does that sound familiar? Sharp? Well, sharp means agudo. Sharp. Okay. So, let's have a look at an example.
Right, okay, let me see. Eres tan agudo que hieres.
Eres tan agudo que hieres. Well, you're so sharp. Oh, it hurts. Que duele. No, that's right. That you damage someone, literally. So in this case, we would say, it hurts. You're so sharp, it hurts. So someone who's very sharp, okay? So you're so sharp, it hurts. So we're looking at ways to boost our level with adjectives. Yeah, from a lot of... Actually, we've gone from very little to a lot of intelligence. So sharp, agudo. We have a couple more here. Let's have a look.
Right, okay, brainy.
Well, we began with brainless, descerebrado, brainless. So brainy just means muy inteligente, maybe you'd say in Spanish. He's very brainy. It's the cerebro, the brain, so it's very brainy, muy inteligente. Let's have an example, please.
Right, okay, so, eres muy inteligente y muy guapa. ¿Qué más podría pedir?
Ah, well, you're brainy and beautiful. That's right. What more could I ask for? What more could I ask for? That's right. So, in this case, eres muy inteligente y muy guapo. ¿Qué más puede decir? What could we say? So we could say you're very brainy and handsome. Maybe beautiful for a woman, handsome for a man. But attractive we could use for, you know, male or female. So you're very brainy and attractive. What more could I ask for? Okay, salad listeners. And we have one last example here. Let's have a go.
Right, okay, here we go. So we have gifted, dotado, or extremely gifted, super dotado. Leonardo da Vinci era una persona super dotada.
So dotado, dotado, gifted, super dotado, extremely gifted. So Leonardo da Vinci was an extremely gifted person. Leonardo da Vinci was an extremely gifted person. So we've seen brainless, bird-brained, thick, slow, dim, smart, bright, sharp, brainy, and gifted, or extremely gifted. So ways to boost your level with adjectives to describe people with a lot or very little intelligence. Boost your level. So don't forget, salad listeners, we have a 10% discount on Vaughan summer camps for kids. So if you want to know what to do with your kids this summer, you know, I mean, you know, schools are finishing soon. You want to make a plan? Well, you can call us on 91-133-5832 or go to grupobaugan.com. That's right. Now then, salad listeners, just to finish off today, we have our conundrum, which says, tie blank your shoelaces or you'll fall over. So tie up at that. Tie up your shoelaces or you'll fall over. That's all we have time for. See you tomorrow, same time, same place on The Salad.
Casi estará uno muy relajado, porque tenía conciencia tranquila. Ha estado todo el año, poquito a poquito, con el inglés.
Efectivamente.
Pero ahora llegan las prisas.
Llega el verano, todo el mundo quiere irse de viaje, quiere tener el inglés ahí a punto y claro, se nota el que ha hecho el trabajo y el quien no lo ha hecho, ¿no?
Entonces, para eso tenemos una cosa llamada los cursos intensivos de verano.
Los Impacts.
Sí, también conocidos así. Es que tenemos tantas cosas.
Tantos productos, pero sí, los Impacts son muy interesantes, son muy intensivos y a mí me parece que en una semana, la verdad que no hacemos milagros, esto no es Lourdes, yo siempre lo digo. Pero bueno, es una buena forma de mejorar el inglés, ¿no? De darle un empujón.
Puede ser una, dos, tres o cuatro semanas. Uno puede dedicarle un mesecito y luego ya se va a la playa. Siempre digo la playa, para mí la playa realmente no me gusta.
¿Ah, no?
No, eso.
A mí sí.
La arena y...
Bueno, yo soy más de montaña, pero la playa de vez en cuando mola.
A mí me gusta el campo. ¿Por qué estamos hablando contigo que hay que...